USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Day 5 of the Russian invasion into Ukraine. Many experts said the country would fall over the weekend. It did not, as the resolve of the Ukrainian people is reminding Americans what freedom is all about. As Russia has amassed a large column of war equipment and supplies just outside of Kyiv, British Defense Secretary Ben Wallace tells LBC what he knows.
About 30 kilometers to the northwest is the big armored column that has been shown on the media to some extent, and they're all in a sort of line waiting to try and go forward. They have slowed because of, again, strong Ukrainian resistance. Obviously, the tactic of the Russians is to try and encircle Kiev.
Ukrainian and Russian officials are holding talks at a venue near the Belarusian border. Joe Biden's Justice Department ended a Trump-era program that countered Chinese espionage against the United States. The DOJ claimed it created a climate of fear among Asian Americans. USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
As many Americans have grown weary of government officials and their COVID mandates, New York is changing gears.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul made the announcement Sunday afternoon.
Given the decline in our rates, our hospitalization, strong vaccination rates, and the CDC guidance, my friends, the day has come.
As students return to school this week, the statewide mask mandate will be lifted.
However, there are some states, some counties in the state of New York where they have a higher rate of transmission. We will allow them the flexibility to determine what's best for their county.
Case in point, New York City Mayor Eric Adams, who wants another week to see if COVID cases go down even further. If that happens, the city will lift its mask mandate for public schools next Monday. It will also remove the K2NYC, city vaccination requirements for restaurants, entertainment, and fitness centers at that time. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
We are USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
As the Biden administration continues to buy oil from Russia, many on Capitol Hill are pointing to the president's execution of our energy sector as a strong reason why we're in this place in history. Republican representative from Pennsylvania, Brian Fitzpatrick on Newsmax.
We got to stop importing Russian oil. We got to start producing our own oil here. Reopen the Keystone XL pipeline. Permanently shut down Nord Stream 2. And not only become energy independent here, but become an energy exporter to Europe, who is right now addicted to Russian energy. That's why we've had the slow response to getting the Ukrainians the help they need. This is a crisis that could have been avoided. It was a result of a lot of bad decisions, starting with Afghanistan, second with energy decisions here domestically. All those can be remedied. It's never too late. The Ukrainian people are spirited. They're passionate. They're willing to fight for their country, but they need our help.
Representative Steve Chabot says President Biden's leadership on the world stage is why countries are moving toward land grabs over sovereign countries.
President Ghani in Afghanistan not too long ago, which was another huge debacle by this administration, they essentially showed weakness when we need strength. We need peace through strength, as Ronald Reagan said. Not this weakness, which is emboldening the world's worst actors, from Putin in Ukraine to Xi, potentially in Taiwan. These are actions that this president has taken, which are just the opposite of what he should have done.
I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.